"Order! Order!" he shouted, raising his hands to quiet the crowd. "I hereby proclaim that on Christmas morning, 1 month from today, all those who consider themselves worthy of attempting to pull this sword from the stone and anvil will be given the opportunity. He who wins the sword thereby wins the kingdom." A mighty roar of approval rose from the crowd. Some even danced and stomped their feet. Noticing how pleased they were, the Archbishop went further. "And to celebrate this momentous occasion, a tournament shall be held on Christmas Eve." With this, the delighted parishioners swept the flustered Archbishop onto their shoulders and carried him jubilantly around the stone several times before setting him down. They hadn't had such cause for celebration in a long, long time. To all parts of the kingdom, messengers rushed out, carrying the Archbishop's proclamation. Every castle and village was alerted, from Sussex to Cornwall, and finally to the dark Forest of Wales. There lived a certain gentle knight by the name of Sir Ector Bonmaison, with his two sons. The elder was a handsome, robust youth, recently knighted and now known as Sir Kay. The younger was a gentle blonde lad of about 16.